Good morning. It's a Monday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Well, Alan, let's start with Rand Paul saying he'll vote against Trump's border emergency, likely forcing a veto.
Well, that's right. The president will veto. They haven't got the votes to override, but it certainly spells trouble for him. He gave this massive speech this weekend to the conservative folks and ended up ranting and raving. A lot of people thought it was Nero fiddling while Rome burned. You had Gerald Nadler. I grew up on the West Side. He's been a congressman for a long, long time. And he is a guy who has made it very clear that they are doing an investigation. But he has leaped one step forward by saying, of course, the president was trying to put a stop to this investigation. And he talks about the Comey firing and talking to the Russians and telling them this Russian thing is over. And he does have the appearance of somebody who has been cornered right now.
Bernie Sanders kicking off his 2020 campaign on Saturday in Brooklyn, Alan, doubling down on his progressive agenda and maintaining his position staunchly to the left. As you've noted, he's got millions now in the bank.
Well, David, that's right. The first day he got $6 million in one day. To me, this is a pretty good signal that the other progressives in the race are in a little bit of trouble because Bernie Sanders remains extraordinarily popular with his people. Whether or not that's enough to win a Democratic primary is another story. I think what we're due for here is a sort of replay in which Sanders runs. If Joe Biden gets in, Joe Biden is going to have a little bit more centrist popularity. I voted, I'll tell you honestly, for Bernie Sanders the last time. This time, I'm not so sure. This time, I am absolutely positive that what needs to happen is a candidate who can defeat Trump with independents and others will win. If Biden gets in, and if he can watch what he says, he gets a shot. Right now, I would say it's too close to call, but the way that I'm looking at it is with everybody that everybody likes in this race, it does come down to Bernie and to Biden.
The president said yesterday on Twitter, Alan, that I am an innocent man and called special counsel Robert Mueller's probe illegal.
Well, he does. He made fun of then Attorney General Jeff Sessions. He mimicked his voice and his Southern accent. You know, an awful lot of the Trump base is Southern. And, you know, when you start doing that, maybe you alienate some. Although, to be fair, there has been no indication whatsoever that that base is deserting him. And that's why we saw what we saw, which I considered to be really off-the-wall wacko in his speech to the conservative group.
Horrific tornadoes in Alabama, Alan. 23 dead, intensified storms. And we recently saw the specter of Dianne Feinstein of California with kids and their teacher arguing over the Green New Deal.
Well, everybody better watch what they say. And Dianne Feinstein, who I've always admired, really messed up here. You can't talk down to kids, especially when cameras are running, but it's never a good idea at all. And that's what she did. She said, well, you know, I'm a senator and I know about these things. You know, that's nonsense. You can't do it. Humility is a card that should be held close to the vest by every single United States representative and senator, because once you get quoted on something like that, it becomes something that literally won't die, especially when it's on tape. Feinstein made a mistake, no question.
Finally, let's go to New York from the State Politics blog here. Wayne LaPierre, the executive vice president and CEO of the National Rifle Association, told conservative activists Governor Andrew Cuomo, quote, hates the gun rights group and vowed to continue pushing back against the state's treatment of the NRA.
Well, that's right. LaPierre isn't going to win any popularity contest in New York State. The governor, it's the best of the best of the things that he has done. We have a national crisis over gun control in this country. The governor has been there. When I called him one time, no, actually, what happened was I wrote a column, and I have been very critical of the governor over several other things, some of the ethics questions and other things. And he called me, and he said, I hear you wrote a good column about me. How come? And I said, well, I just wanted to confuse you, governor. Anyway, he laughed, and it was a moment because he does deserve a lot of credit for taking the leadership in this. There'll be people who say, well, his motivation in New York is pretty obvious. Well, this is a guy who still thinks he can be president. I don't care what anybody says. So it's a courageous move to be trying to deal with a mess that nobody else really has been able to bring under control. We need to have sensible gun control in this country.
Does it also show the governor can get what he wants to get, even when he had a Republican Senate?
Yes. Well, I think we always knew what the game was. The game was that the governor could get what he wanted, or most of what he wanted, out of the Republican Senate. I've asked him about this in some of our interviews. And his father before him, because the Republican Senate, for both Cuomos, was a stop on how much budget busting there was going to be in the state. They wanted to be able to control the process. With the Republicans being the bad guys, they could get away with it. Now Cuomo got into a mess. Why? Because Cuomo understands that if he's going to run for president, or if he's going to have higher office, he better be for the Democrats in the state Senate. He told the traitors, the guys who were in the Independent Democratic Conference, so-called, that they had better disband, and they did. Many of them lost their seats in the primaries, showing that he's an acute Cuomo, an acute politician, and knows what he's doing. And now the Senate Democrats are doing everything I was afraid they were going to do. They're starting to fight with Cuomo. They have long memories about Cuomo being, in their minds, in bed with the Republicans, and now they want to get even. But that's stupid. I mean, what you need to do now is have a progressive agenda, which they do. They've been passing many good bills, but to have an unnecessary fight with the governor just is an open invitation to bring back the Republicans.